From Indian Mounds Wilderness to Davis Mountains State Park and South Padre Island to the Golden Spread. When Texans learn what's happening, it's From Pratt on Texas. Get ready. Here comes Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a corporate management muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, here we go yet again. Local media misleads property taxpayers, their own readers and viewers. Is it because reporters are insufferably ignorant, lazy, or just work with elected officials to fool the public? We'll talk about that and remind you how it really works. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. If you need a drug and alcohol testing program for your business or institution, they are the go-to folks to get it done and make sure it's legal. Truckers and fleet owners, Allied Compliance is your best friend with DOT testing regs and that clearinghouse, you fleet owners. Reach the best in compliance at AlliedCompliance.com. We've got news from the political stack, including a story that ought to remind all the people around my part of Texas that former House Speaker Pete Laney was not a conservative, never a conservative, did not hold conservative values. He didn't when he governed. He may have talked it when he came home. Nobody wanted to hear it back then. The media wouldn't print the scandals. No, not in the region. Well, his grandson is now the new incoming Texas Tech class president. And in an interview in the Texas Tech's media organ, he's a proponent of the far leftist action that's destroying this country, my friends. And that ought to remind you that many of you were fooled over the years. We've got a lot of other news. Listen anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. Texas sales tax holiday for clothing and back-to-school stuff coming up August 5th to 7th. Also, Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, TABC, has a new executive director. They've named Thomas Graham. He's an agency insider. He'll go to be the top of that group. A lot of other news headlines to get to a little bit later in the show. We're going to get to our feature story, our Lone Star story of the day in this segment today. But first, today in Texas history, in 1812, on the 27th of July, Prince Carl of Solms-Braunfels was born in Germany. In 1844, he landed in Texas and established the colonies of German immigrants. New Braunfels is named in his honor. Also, Randall County in the Panhandle was formed in 1888 this day. And in 1940, Lonnie Smith in Houston was denied a ballot to vote in a Democratic primary because he was black. The Democrat Party. That's right, Pete Laney's old party, and he was part of it way back in the day. They had a whites-only primary, and that led to the big legal battle in the Supreme Court that said the Democrats in the South can't hold whites-only primaries. And yesterday, my friends, Buzz Aldrin's Texas state flag was auctioned off with a lot of his memorabilia. Sotheby's is selling, I guess, Aldrin, they're selling all this stuff. The flag was silk, little Texas flag signed and written on by Buzz Aldrin, flown to the moon on Apollo 11 in the command module in 1969. He carried that in his personal preference kit, always not understanding Texans and thinking this was just a space interest, you know, moon auction. Sotheby's estimated that Texas flag would go for $12,000 to $18,000. That was about 10% of it. It sold for $151,200. I am extremely upset today that I'm not the new owner, but Matt Crow, our good friend Matt Crow, would not lend me the cash to, or just buy it for me, really. I mean, you know, or lend me the cash to bid $151,300 for the flag. I would have loved to have had that in the True Texan studio. You know, they don't understand Texans. And frankly, if there'd been two guys in Midland that were big, you know, oil guys that wanted that thing could have gone to $1 million. And it'd be worth it. Be worth it, don't it, if you had that kind of money. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by USA Investigations, providing surveillance, security witness interviews and statements, criminal and civil investigations, and much more. Learn about the team and investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. And don't forget employee background checks. They do that, too. And there's a big story we'll get to later in the day about why that's necessary. Charter Communications, owner of the Spectrum Cable outfit, they bought off Time Warner in the Dallas area, has figured it out from a massive jury award against them for not doing the right kind of background checks on people they hire. All right, my friends, let's move into our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, and go to the Abilene Reporter News, a big story by Brian Bethel. And it could be honest. It's probably not completely honest, maybe in a technical sense. It's misleading. It certainly doesn't give you the information you need to know as a taxpayer to know the truth. Headline, Abilene City Council targets lower tax rate in first round of 2023 budget hearings. Now, the average person says, oh my gosh, they're looking at lowering our taxes. Oh, but my friends, there's no evidence of that in this story. That's right. Brian Bethel apparently still, like so many, either is ignorant or is conspiratorial with officials to mislead people or just lazy. I don't know which. But the story says that they've said they're looking at in their first draft a tax rate of 76.21 cents per $100 of property value. So, you know, there you go. And they talk to the city manager. He doesn't say anything to make it clear. It says the current fiscal year's budget rate, tax rate, 78.51 cents per 100. But none of that means anything. None of those figures tell you anything. Well, Robert, if they set a lower tax rate, that means they're lower in taxes. No, it doesn't at all. In fact, often local governments who are raising your taxes set a lower tax rate because when you've had inflation in values, you have to adjust the tax rate down to get what's called, used to be called the effective tax rate. Now it's called the no new revenue tax rate. No question. Even though there's no excuse for Brian Bethel and other media people who've been around for a while to not know this, given that reform of this was a huge issue in the legislature a few sessions ago. Led by Senator Betancourt on the Senate side and Dustin Burroughs on the House side. There's no excuse. And they get the mailings themselves that explain all this if they're property owners. This story leads you to believe the city of Abilene is looking at lowering your taxes. Oh, he'll say, well, technically I'm right. We didn't say that. We said lower the rate. The problem is they don't. That itself is not technically correct. It's a lie. Because it is not like a federal government personal income tax rate. The property tax rate doesn't exist except for 1 year. And the numbers from which it is proposed and calculated are totally changed every year after reappraisals. And so no local government lowers or raises the tax rate each year. It completely gets wiped off the books. And if they don't pass a new tax rate, it goes automatically to the newly calculated base rate, the no new revenue rate, the effective rate. It's a complete reset because the numbers used to calculate it change every year. And these lazy reporters don't get it. Now, I will say that over at a piece at KRBC, there was a little more honesty, but it came not from a reporter or even elected official. It came from the Taylor County auditor, Elijah Anderson, told KRBC that Taylor County, talking about the county's tax stuff, that the appraisal district started the tax rate at 54.75 cents for the county, which is based on the number of appraisals. Quote, because appraisals have increased, the tax rate must decrease. That's right. It's a self-leveling method, folks. If assessments, quote, Anderson said, if assessments go up, meaning the appraisals grow up, the revenue rate for this year has to go down to get us equal to where we were last year. That means equal. The number you start with every year is the no new revenue rate or effective rate. Out of time. We'll pick it up in the next segment on Pratt on Texas.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
A Texas Aggie from the big country said he and his wife visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, "Thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be, very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did." He added that the dental work he had done would have been about $12,000 at home, and of course that wouldn't have come with a fun vacation in which he and his wife toured volcanoes, hot springs, a nature and wildlife park, a coffee farm, a central market, and took a riverboat ride, went ziplining, and dined at some nice restaurants. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Plan to join me for the 2022 Hunter's Banquet and Auction on Saturday, August 27th at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center, sponsored by People's Bank. The Hunter's Banquet and Auction features good times, great food, premium live auction, silent auction, and so many chances to win everything from fine art and luxurious vacation trips to guns, knives, more guns, fishing trips, and hunts nearby and around the world. And did I mention guns? Hunter's Banquet and Auction is Saturday, August 27th. Tickets will be on sale soon at LubbockSportsman.com.
Why do the tax and spenders, city hall tyrants, and courthouse kings want him off the air? Listen a while, and you'll know. It's Robert Pratt with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Picking up our Lone Star story of the day, which, as I said at the top of the show, is here we go yet again. Local media misleads property taxpayers. Is it because reporters are insufferably ignorant, lazy, or just work with elected officials to fool the public? And you have the big story in the Abilene Reporter-Telegram making it appear that the city's looking at lowering property taxes. They talk about moving the tax rate up or down. Well, first of all, that's ignorant. The tax rate doesn't move up or down every year. People say, well, Robert, of course it does. Well, no, it doesn't, because it goes away. In fact, if they don't adopt one, it goes to the automatically to that new starting point, the newly calculated each year. The whole fundamental numbers change under it. And you start with the effective rate before you go and set a tax rate. That's what all these laws and the how much taxes they raise, you know, raise your taxes. All that is from that set point. And that's why it's great to hear the county auditor in the KRBC report tell everybody appraisals have increased, the rate, tax rate must decrease. In other words, it moves. It's not, it doesn't actually, it's a new set point. If assessments go up, the revenue rate for this year has to go down to get us equal to where we were last year. And he's talking about the effective rate, the no new revenue rate. Think of it like this. Grab two clear tubes of just tubes and set them on the table and connect them at the bottom. Drill a hole in each, connect them with a little rubber hose, and pour water into the one on your right side. Now, what's going to happen? They're going to level, correct? They're going to level. Because water finds its own level. In other words, if you pour it in the right tube, it's going to actually keep, as you keep pouring it higher in that tube, the other tube, it's going to flow through, and they're going to be exactly equal on the top at the amount. Now, think of that as the appraisal versus the tax rate, one tube versus the other. If, let's say, you take a plunger and push that level down in one side, it's going to rise higher in another side and no longer be at level with each other. The way property taxes work is that they have to come to that equilibrium. And every year after the new appraisals are made, on existing, you take the values derived the previous year from the government entity, and you take, it doesn't include new property, new development, stuff like that, but existing property, and you recalculate with the new appraised values. You recalculate the amount that it would need to bring in the same money from those existing properties as the government entity brought in the year before. That then becomes your set point. So if appraisals rose, then the rate would, in other words, you would have been filling more in there that would have pushed it up the other side, but it doesn't. It has to come to an equilibrium. And it's just amazing how they continue to mislead you. And again, there's no excuse anymore for Brian Bethel or any of the rest of them after that was such a big issue in the legislature and all the materials were put out for everybody to understand. Just remember, as I wrote on 30th of July, 2020, almost as bad as local politicians who mislead on property taxes each year is how muddled, how unclear the reporting is on proposed taxes by local media. Most stories never mention the effective tax rate. By the way, this appeared in the Buffalo Gap News, I think twice. Buffalo Gap Roundup News, I think I've run this twice as my column. Most stories never mention the effective tax rate or the no new revenue rate. And yet that is the number, that percentage, to which you must compare any newly proposed tax rate to know if such is a tax increase, decrease, or keeping it the same. Instead, you get comments about, like in the Reporter News, Brian Bethel today, how the tax rate compares to the tax rate of the previous year, which is meaningless and fundamentally ignorant reporting. Often local officials say they didn't raise the tax rate or the percentage, think of tax rate as a percentage, or that they raised it only slightly. They compare the previous year's percentage figure to the coming year's proposed percentage or tax rate figure they've set. The appraised values change each year, and thus leaving the tax rate, the percentage, the same isn't keeping taxes the same if property values have risen or fallen. The local tax rate being set is only meaningful when applied to the total appraised values of property in the taxing district. It has no meaning, none whatsoever, when applied to what the tax rate was before in a previous year. The appraised values change each year, and thus leaving the tax rate, the percentage, the same isn't keeping taxes the same if property values have risen or fallen. Don't let them fool you by talking tax rate. You need to know if the tax rate they're proposing is above or below the effective rate. And that's a different number for every single taxing entity, city, school, emergency services district, county, whatever it is, hospital district. Each one of them has a newly calculated, and by the way, they must publicize it, effective tax rate. But these reporters don't even ask for it. So they're either extremely lazy or extremely ignorant, which is most of them. Or in the case of some I happen to know because I've talked to them, they're just part of the downtown cabal and want to mislead people. Isn't that amazing? Their own customers. But they value being part of the cabal at City Hall and the county courthouse more than they value being clearly truthful with you. So you have to know what the effective rate is, the no new revenue rate, to know if it's a tax increase or not. Way back in 2021 in May, I wrote, whether you call it the effective tax rate or the no new revenue tax rate, Texans must remember that in general, higher property value appraisals do not raise your property taxes. That is done solely by local government officials. Each year, after new appraised values are set, each local government which levies a property tax must calculate and publish the no new revenue tax rate. That figure, which reflects appraisal changes, keeps their tax take from you equal to the previous year's take in aggregate, now the average, over to their taxing district from existing properties. New development and significantly improved property falls outside this calculation. Last year's tax rate, so often talked about, just like Brian Bethel did and the officials from the city of Abilene in the Reporter News story, last year's tax rate, so often talked about, is meaningless in relation to the new rate set each summer by local governments. For example, if your city's appraised values increased 5%, the no new revenue or effective tax rate is lowered to produce the same revenue from those same properties as was taken the year before. Don't be fooled. Only a vote to adopt the no new revenue tax rate is voting for no tax increase, and only a rate set below the no new revenue rate is a tax cut. And so media stories, big cities, little towns, media stories that don't explain this and don't tell you what that rate is, the no new revenue rate, the old effective rate, versus the proposed tax rate for that taxing entity, those stories are telling you nothing and most likely misleading you. By the way, there was a big piece in the Statesman, Austin American Statesman, Williamson County Commissioners, okay, 5% raises for local elected officials. This is going on everywhere. Lubbock County, 2% raise for all the elected officials. I think it's immoral. The rest of the employees there, yeah, okay, if you're going to do some cost of living stuff, fine. But elected officials know every time what it pays. And if there ever is something voted on, they should by law not be eligible to take advantage of that increase until they run for re-election again. In other words, till a new term in office begins. But they do it. And I love Curtis Parrish in Lubbock. He is so slimy. Well, I mean, none of the elected officials are forced to take it. Well, then don't pass it. You're going to take it, Curtis. I mean, what? They're not. In other words, we didn't just automatically. They don't have to take it. Yeah, but you voted. We know what's going on. In this thing down here, the Statesman story in Williamson County, you know, Round Rock and Georgetown, it's all about, they compare all the salaries to other counties. What does that matter? As this is not an industry. You're not recruiting talent. You have to be a resident there to run. That is, we see this all the time, and it is a big Buffalo U stuff. It's a lie. I mean, it's misleading. It doesn't matter. If people are willing to run for commissioner or county judge, that's enough. It doesn't matter what the neighboring county pays, but they're doing this everywhere. While you get hit with higher tax rates and inflation, they get paid more out of your pocket.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
From the statehouse to the courthouse, they know Pratt's watching. Here he comes with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. There was an interesting piece put out by Texas Tech's own media organ. Representing Red Raiders was the headline, a piece by Lucy Greenberg, and it was a Q&A about with Austin Phillips, who's the new Student Government Association president there at Raider Land. He'll be Tech's student body president in the 2022-2023 academic year. And if you read it, he goes on and on about his grandfather, Pete Laney, the former Speaker of the House, and how he learned so much from Pete. Let me tell you, one of the biggest shocking things, I mean, I was in Pete Laney's house as a child when he won re-election once. I mean, way back, I was there with my mother, who was, I think covering the story for the Texas Tech newspaper when she went back and got a journalism degree. Something like that. I was young. I've been around them. They're just down the road from us. And I never got over how all these people I knew in Plainview, even though they were Republicans, said, well, but we like Pete. Pete's a conservative. Pete was never a conservative in any real way. He governed and empowered the far left in the Democratic Party. He had a lot of scandals, like the cash he was taking out of the campaign account in huge amounts, weekly or what, biweekly, I can't remember, for years and years. Covered in Austin, never, the local press would never run it in West Texas. I mean, just sickening. And Pete Laney wasn't a conservative at all. And people still believe this. Oh, Pete, hello, he was such a conservative, he was a good guy. No, he wasn't a good guy. He was a leftist. Well, it was different. He didn't dress like him and talk like him. You're right. He knew where he had to live, where he lived out in the middle of the cotton field, and he knew how he had to talk when he was at home. But he lied to you people. He lied to you people all the time about stuff. Some of the stuff we're dealing with today has to do with his vicious temper when he knew Republicans were going to win the legislature that next term, and his last term as Speaker. They went through and hogtied, hamstrung, every kind of thing you can imagine, folks. He put the far left inner city liberals as dominant to run the Higher Education Coordinating Board, his appointees. If I remember right, I think that's the board. Even though people hear, oh, he's a big Texas Tech guy and he's for, no. Well, let's listen to what his grandson, I'm not going to go through the whole interview. All you got to do is go into this interview. Here's the question. What opportunities are your administration excited about for this coming year? They can't write. What opportunities are your administration, it should be possessive, administrations. Bad grammar, whatever. We are working in conjunction with the Division of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion to prioritize a welcoming campus. I hope that any student who comes to Tech feels they can be their full, authentic self. Now, folks, we're not talking about being polite to people and letting people live as they want. That's a conservative libertarian idea. This is the diversity, inclusion. This is the leftist, transsexual, homosexual, everybody else. Nobody has a right to even notice that you're a freak. And what I mean is a freak. You know what I'm talking about. The walking billboards for freakishness who now it's claimed it's some kind of anti-human right thing. If even though they're a glaring, flashing billboard for their freakishness and their sinfulness and their just outlandish behavior and their perversion and support of perversion, if you notice it and object, you're some kind of enemy of human beings. That's it. I mean, that's it. That's his big deal here. We're working in conjunction with the Division of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion to prioritize a welcoming campus. That's his priority. I told you, this guy Austin Phillips, I told you, Pete Laney, that's what he learned. He talks all about his granddad in here. He's a leftist. I like this. And you want one more? You want to see if he's a smart kid? I mean, he's a smart young man over there in the College of Business. Let me give you one other quote out of this at the end. Because it shows who he really is. It's not just prep. First of all, you can't take that out of context, this diversity and inclusion crap. That's where all this leftist stuff, the BLM, all this anti-racism stuff, this Marxist stuff is coming from. You think that little Austin Phillips is not an advocate or not an adherent or an acolyte of that movement? Listen to this lead sentence. His answer to the last question. Here's the question. As polarizing as politics can be these days, why should students get involved with the SGA, that Student Government Association? Here's his first sentence. I absolutely still believe there is a strength behind the voice of the masses. Now, folks, that's right out of Karl Marx and Lenin. That's Leninism. The masses. They're not people. They're not sovereign citizens with individual views. It's the masses. I tell you, that's how he describes it in his words. Strength behind the voice of the masses. Might as well put the fist up in the air. That's the language he uses. That's Pete Laney's grandson, the incoming SGA president at Texas Tech, in his own words. That's all leftist stuff. Austin Phillips is his name. I mean, wish him well. The Student Government Association at Texas Tech has been far left for a good while. Not every single person in it, but it's been far left. It's been dominated by these safe space seeking. I think even if I remember right, I'm not going to go through that again. Even talked about a safe space. I don't remember. Anyway, this is who they are. And I got all these, it's different here. It's different here. No, it's not. Your kids are being peer pressured. It's not just faculty. They're being peer pressured into this leftism. That you can't, no matter what God's word says, no matter what you really believe, no matter what is proven to be right or wrong, no matter what the values are, you can't object. You can't say anything. You have to be supportive. In fact, you can't just be tolerant. You must support all this sin and evil, leftism. I'm telling you, the peer pressure is as strong there as it is at most other places. Oh, Robert, it's different here. It's different. Really? Uh-huh. All right, my friends. Now, I have got a lot of other, and I've got some really good stuff in the just plain politics column. Not time to get to all of it, but a lot of other general news to get to you. And let's start with some of the headlines. Oh, let's start with this one. Texas triggered law to go into effect in August as Supreme Court issues final judgment in the Dobbs case. Final judgment came down on the 24th. So on the 25th, it's a 30-day waiting period. The new House Bill 1280, Texas Human Life Protection Act, goes into effect. So we're not even arguing about the laws from many, many decades ago. We're talking about new laws. That was the bill passed by Capriglione and Senator Angela Paxton to completely protect unborn babies from abortion beginning at conception when the child comes into being. And it's be a first-degree felony to perform an abortion. Again, just like the old laws, no matter what you've been told and lied to in the media, the mother is not, I think, probably ought to be in some cases, but that's just me, is not subject to prosecution. It's the person that performs the abortion. And so, you know, you're not locking women up. Medical boards have to revoke the medical license of an offender. There is a medical emergency exception, and ectopic pregnancies and miscarriages are not considered abortions, unlike what the media tells you under the law. There's no liability for women. And this is some of the good work that our conservatives have done in the legislature. And now that the court has put this back in the hands of the people, in other words, for you Democrats, has returned the issue to democracy and taken it out of tyranny, people wearing black robes making up law. Now that they've put it back in the hands of the people, you have to win at the ballot box. And that's where we stand. So now that 30-day countdown has begun. I believe it'll be August 25th that the new laws in Texas take effect. That's interesting. I want to hold that for the next segment. Get it to you then. Four members of a Demet-based methamphetamine ring have been sentenced to over 364 years combined, according to the Department of Justice. That's Demet in the Panhandle in Castro County.
More Texas political and news analysis without a management muzzle in a moment.
Time at the lake, on the boat, or just fishing from the dock can be great fun and a great retreat. You know what would truly make that investment in time just right? Having the coolest dock on the lake or pond. Elite Custom Boat Docks, right here in the big country, is the creator of the best, most fun custom boat docks. Imagine enjoying time with a slide, trampoline, and diving spot on your dock. See examples of these custom creations at EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. Have the coolest, most fun, and functional dock on the lake with EliteCustomBoatDocks.com.
With Corley Demo and Construction, it's not just tearing it down or digging it up. Corley Demo and Construction finishes the job by leveling it off and cleaning it up. Excavation down to 10 feet, plumbing and electrical trenching too, and dump trucks to haul dirt in or out. Free estimates. Contact us today at CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com. Quality work, quality cleanup. CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com. Free estimates. CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com.
Farming has never been for the faint of heart, but you already know that. The faith and fortitude that brought you to the table will ensure you're here tomorrow. At Vista Bank, we can say that because we've served producers just like you for 109 years. Through the Dust Bowl, the Great Depression, two world wars, and the global pandemic. One of the region's few FSA preferred lenders, maybe it's time you make your move. Vista Bank, where people always come first.
Want to hear Pratt on Texas On Demand as a podcast or hear Pratt's long-form interview podcasts? Just say Pratt on Texas Podcast to your smartphone's assistant like Siri or Google Assistant. It really is that easy.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. If you missed our Lone Star story today and property taxes, just wait till after 6. It'll be up in the podcast. You can go listen to it again. More headlines. A California man, I love this headline. California man pleads guilty to a federal crime after fatally stabbing Plainview boyfriend. This is a homosexual thing, and it fits the history we used to read about before it became politically incorrect to tell the truth out of San Francisco about the absolute viciousness that often involved in these things. Alexander Yochi Duberic, 25, was indicted back in 2021, and he pleaded guilty yesterday to one count of interstate domestic violence resulting in death. That's how the feds ended up involved in this. According to his plea papers, Duberic admitted on October 31, 2020, he traveled from his home in San Diego, California, to his homosexual lover, or whatever it says, boyfriend here, home in Plainview, Texas, where he committed the fatal stabbing on the side of a rural farm road. He admitted after arriving at the Lubbock airport, he took a cab to a parking lot and a business and purchased a Toyota Camry for $3,000 in cash, drove to Walmart, purchased a knife, a hatchet, a gas can, a collapsible shovel, a headlamp, and a change of clothing, boots, personal hygiene items, and a first aid kit. Then he murdered his 38-year-old so-called boyfriend and dumped his body, stabbed him, 93 times. Didn't need a gun for that, folks, not at all. And a 72-year-old bank robber with a prosthetic leg in El Paso is going to spend 15 years in prison, so I guess he's going to die in prison. James Earl Green Jr., 72, has been sentenced to 15 years for attempting to rob the First State Bank in Abilene. He's an El Paso man, and I guess he'll serve out the rest of his days there in the clink. The mother of a discontinued Amber Alert for three Lampasas children turned herself in to the county jail, Christine Whitehead, to the Lampasas County Jail early today. And that's according to, who put this out? Six News Digital. The alert was issued on July 22nd after she reportedly abducted her three children, a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, and 6-year-old. She was ordered by district court in Lampasas and Bell counties to surrender the children to their father on June 3rd at Copperas Cove Police Department, but never showed up. In the latest report today, the children haven't been located. They don't know what she's done with them or hidden them or whatever, but she's turned herself into jail. I mentioned about USA Investigations doing the, they sponsor our Lone Star story of the day every day, USAinvestigations.net. One of the things they have done for, I know a bank listener, one of the presidents of the bank, a big listener of the show and other people over the years, I know that was one of their clients through this show was doing background checks on people. Well, there's a huge story today out of Dallas. Shocking breach of faith, quote unquote. Spectrum owes $7 billion in punitive damages for murder of Texas customer. Now, that $7 billion is not going to stand up, but it's jury awarded $7 billion in damages against Charter Communications that owns Spectrum Cable for systemic safety failures in connection to the 2019 murder of 83-year-old Betty Thomas by one of their technicians. Earlier in June, a jury also said Charter had to pay 90% of $375 million in compensatory damages to the Thomas family. And this is pretty detailed what it goes into. The complaint said from the victim's family said the cable company got rid of an employee screening program that Time Warner Cable had in place when Charter Communications bought the multiple system operator in 2016. Spectrum allegedly hired this guy Holden without verifying his employment history, which would have shown he lied about his work history. So I don't know if that's enough to make me vote against him, but there's more. A review of Holden's previous employers would have revealed firings for forgery, falsifying documents, and harassing fellow employees, according to testimony. Yeah, but that doesn't make him a murderer. So I don't know about that. What happens, this is another example of where the cover-up is what gets the jury mad. The cover-up's almost worse than the irresponsibility. And it goes into all kinds of details. In the days leading up to Thomas' murder, Holden was allegedly made outcries to supervisors about significant personal and financial issues having to do with the divorce that left him no money or no place to stay. He also allegedly broke down crying in a meeting, telling his supervisor he was not okay. Immediately after being denied money, the evidence showed he began scamming elderly female Spectrum cable customers by stealing their credit cards and checks. That's not the company's fault, but it is a negligence issue when a guy's, overtly and way beyond the norm telling you he's got problems, you're still sending him into people's homes. So it builds. Now listen, there's more. He allegedly had unauthorized access to his company vehicle and was sleeping in there previous to the murder. According to testimony, Spectrum ignored requests by police and prosecutors to preserve evidence. One Spectrum security executive testified the company was, quote, not necessarily obligated to tell the truth or cooperate with police. After Thomas' family filed the lawsuit, Hamilton Wingo said Spectrum attorneys used a forged document. This is, they lost this. They got this big award. I don't think the facts of this thing make them very negligent at all, but I think they're dealing with it certainly did. It makes them, demonizes them in their own, they demonize themselves. Attorneys used a forged document to try and force the lawsuit into closed-door arbitration where nothing would ever, be out public. Jury found Spectrum committed forgery beyond a reasonable doubt, which is conduct that constitutes a first-degree felony under the law. Attorneys later received a bill. Oh, Spectrum still billed the lady for the service charge that the guy went on and kept billing it over and over. Now, that's just the system's mistake. But, you know, it looks bad in front of a jury where the lady was murdered. But the point is, you better, you know, it's like the drug and alcohol testing from Allied Compliance Services. First of all, it's very inexpensive, and many of you will find, depending on the industry you're in, if your people are driving trucks around or company vehicles or using forklifts or anything like that, you may find that your insurance discount for having a proper compliant drug and alcohol testing program, your discount will be much bigger than the cost of the program. And so, you know, you got to look out for these issues, because one of the guys is drunk or something, driving the company vehicle or whatever high, you're going to pay the price when they kill somebody or get in an accident. The other point is USAinvestigations.net. You need to do background checks, especially if you're in a business where you send people into people's homes. Good grief. All right, now, Attorney General Paxton has sued the Biden administration for threatening to withhold nutritional assistance for school programs that don't adhere to their leftist gender identity policy. You know, the stuff that Laney grandson's all for, apparently, at Tech, at least based on diversity, inclusion, whatever. They say a bunch, there are other people, too, have filed other states, I believe. The lawsuit, attorney generals, several of them argued the USDA's guidance is unlawful because it was issued without providing the state and other stakeholders opportunity for input as required by the law, was premised on a misreading and misapplication of the Supreme Court's holding in Bostock versus Clayton County, and imposes new and unlawful regulatory measures on state agencies and operators receiving federal financial assistance from the USDA. This one's interesting. A.G. Paxton supporting a petition to the Supreme Court to protect jurors and defend federal death penalty statute. The Cincinnati-based U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit adopted a view of the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act that encourages harassment of jurors sitting in judgment on capital punishment cases because it invites evidence that impeaches the jury's deliberations, which is both vague and inadmissible. And so these attorneys generals, including ours, arguing that the courts have long acknowledged the need to protect jurors from harassment, and they're fighting this. That sounds like your typical little under-the-radar leftist attack on something. Just make it so no jurors will ever dare to give the death penalty. All right, I've got a lot more in the stack to get to in the coming days, my friends. We will do that. If you missed any of the show, remember it's up as a podcast. Hope you'll be back with us tomorrow. And my friends, stay cool out there. It's hot. Long live liberty. Long live Texas. And may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.